Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Zurian, and this is the Zurian Show. I want to, first off, wish everybody and hope everybody is having a great 4th of July weekend on this 4th of July, 2011. And I'd like to send a thank you and a shout-out to all of the veterans, all of my fellow vets that have gone out there and done their duty, and, of course, all of the past vets who have served this great nation in which we live in, which is the United States. It's been a beautiful holiday for me, and I hope that it's also been a beautiful holiday for you guys. I mean, I've been kind of working, but such is life. Anyway, today we are going to talk about, can you defend yourself? The other day I was on the road, so to speak, and I watched a display of anger, upsetness, people displaying the ability to do things that I really don't think that they're prepared to do, which is actually defend themselves. And I've seen this on many occasions. I've seen people, let's put it in a more colorful way, talking a whole lot of smack that they can't back up, getting themselves or their significant others into a situation or their friends into a situation that they are ill-prepared to handle on any level other than running their mouths and possibly opening up a huge, huge can of worms that they don't need to open up. First off, should you fight? Of course not. If you can walk away from a situation, by all means, walk away. However, don't push a situation to the point in which it gets to where you have to resort to physical violence and have to defend yourself. That's a real important point, because I think a lot of people just don't know when to go shushy, hush, as one of my nieces would say. Some people just don't know when to let it go. Mind you, that same niece I'm talking about also doesn't know when to let it go. So she's not even following her own words. You know, when you've got a kid that, or if you've got a child that's scared to go to school because of all the smack they talked at the end of school, and now here we are, the whole summer program has gone past, and now you're scared to go to school, that should be a sign. But I've noticed, and I'm sure you have too, that most people don't learn. They just continuously repeat the same process that they repeated that got them in the situation that they got them in the situation that they're in today. All right, I believe it was Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins, if you continue to do the same thing, you will continue to get the same result. And in most cases, that's a negative factor. Originally, when I was going to do this show, I was going to, you know, dazzle you with a whole lot of statistics and numbers and attacks on people and attacks on women and all of these other statistical numbers that have to do with assault, mugging, et cetera, et cetera. And then I thought about it, and I said, you know what? Nobody wants to hear about the statistics. They can look online, dig up the statistics themselves. They can look online and pull up the numbers themselves. Let's talk more about us and self-defense. And when I say us, I'm talking about you and me. Self-defense is an interesting thing. When I say being able to protect yourself, I'm not just talking about being able to punch and kick and put somebody in a lock or a choke or a hold or incapacitate them with your finger or do some mystical, magical martial arts stuff that you've seen on television. Television is television. Real life is reality. People, open up your eyes. You live in the real world. You have to deal with reality every single day. Part of the reality is that you need to be in some type of physical condition that is commensurate or that complements your age. All right? I see people all the time, and they're always saying, how can I do so much? How do I stay so active? How am I able to do all of these different things? It's because I do something called exercise. Now, mind you, I could eat better, but I also do a lot of exercise, and I do supplements, and I do other things to try to help to balance out my health and my physical condition. So, if somebody tells you that you look young for your age, that's a compliment. Why? Because you look your age. All right? If you don't look your age, you've already got an insult. You've already been insulted. Why? Because that means you probably look older, unless they're telling you you look a lot younger than you should. Somebody said to me once, man, you look real young for your age. And I was like, no, I look my age. All right? I didn't mean to throw a backward saying at them and make them feel as though, oh, so you're saying I'm not looking my age. But it was true. This person was actually younger than me, and they did not look their age. They looked older than me. You know, and that's not good. You know, I mean, that's not good at all. Okay, what does that have to do with self-defense? This is what that has to do with self-defense. Sometimes defending yourself means that you need to be able to run. And if you can't run a quarter of a mile to get away from physical harm that might be coming, then you're going to be in a hurt locker when something comes up. Okay, not to mention the fact that as we get older and our bones aren't as strong as they used to be and our health isn't as great as it used to be, you're part of your own problem. So if you're spending a whole lot of time in the local hospital and all those other things and you're always sick and got colds and all of that, all right, stress could play into it. All right, I'm not going to say that that really has a whole lot to do with your health as in what we're talking about, but that stress could be alleviated by some physical activity, some sit-ups, some push-ups, some crunches, some other stuff that's going to help you to be able to do the things that you need to do. So physical fitness is a form of self-defense. A proper diet is a form of self-defense. And then we can get to the point of you actually knowing how to defend yourself. Because I can tell you how to box. Muhammad Ali knows how to box. But right now his mental state probably couldn't give him the ability to box the way that Muhammad Ali used to box in his heyday. And I'm not downing Muhammad Ali or Sugar Ray Leonard or any of the other historical boxers that have done some amazing things. But what I am saying is that your physical health is also part of your ability to defend yourself, being able to get away from something that's going on that's detrimental to your health and the health of your loved ones. Your ability to get to somebody quickly enough to aid them if something happens. And if you do have to run to an altercation or you have to run from an altercation, or if for some reason running is not the answer to get you out of that particular problem, once you've done this little run, do you have enough energy and endurance to now deal with that physical altercation, with that fight, with that fisticuffs or that resulting to violence? All right, we live in a violent world, people. Don't confuse it. Don't get it twisted and think that you're just going to be able to talk your way out of every little incident. You know, it's mind-boggling. Because I see it so many times. I see so many people talking cold, hard trash that they are not prepared to back up on any level. And when I say not prepared to back up on any level, that's exactly what I mean. You know, I said in one of my other shows or one of my articles, sometimes I get them confused. My articles have, you know, I've got a bunch of articles out, and they've been read by over 35,000 people have read my articles. So sometimes between the shows and the presentations and all those other things, I get them kind of twisted. But either way, I know I've said it before. You need to take and learn some type of self-defense. I'm not necessarily saying that you need to become a martial artist. What I'm saying is that you need to learn how to protect yourself. All right? You need to back up all that trash that your mouth is actually putting out. All right? And you also need to understand that as you get older, your ability to protect yourself or defend yourself changes. Your situation changes. Your flexibility changes. All right? You're not working out. You're not doing the things that you were doing when you were 19, 13, 20. So when you're talking about defending yourself, you also need to take that into consideration, especially if you're not doing any type of exercise. Ladies, going to get your nails done is not exercise. Ladies, going to get your hair done is not exercise. Guys, lifting up the beer and watching someone else exercise is not exercise. It is watching someone else exercise, as in football, basketball, baseball, hockey, whatever it is that you're watching, all right? That is not exercise. That does not benefit you. It is entertainment that is one-sided, okay? Otherwise, the only benefit you get is knowing the score, knowing that your team won, and knowing that the other team won. And if you're one of those people that's into all these football parties and things of that nature, also spending a lot of your money to watch someone else get rich. But we're going to leave that one way alone because that's a whole nother show. But anyway, when I'm talking about physical exercise and self-defense, I'm talking about for you, the persons whose ears are hearing this particular show. I'm talking about you getting out there and doing what you need to do to benefit not only you, but your family. Because your family loves you. They want to see you. Your friends care about you, I hope, if they're real friends, and want to see you. Nobody's looking to go to an early funeral. Nobody. But, needless to say, we need to learn how to defend ourselves. Guys, defending yourself first, and ladies, is getting into a gym or just starting to do some walking. All right? I want to come back to that walking thing. But walking to start to build up some wind so that you can actually participate in a physical activity or participate in a martial arts or self-defense program and get the full benefit to where you're not standing there totally out of breath. If you haven't done anything in a long time, please see your physician and get his approval. And then moderation. Start with a simple program. Work your way up. If you start with a more advanced program, understand that you're going to need to stop. You're going to need to take a breath. You're going to need to get yourself together because you're not at the same physical level that you used to be, again, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago. So it's got to be a gradual process. And from that gradual process, again, you will eventually achieve your goal as long as you have the stick-to-itiveness enough to stay with it and to continue. Don't get frustrated. Start and finish. Don't start, stop, and quit. Okay? Start and finish it. Take it to the end. Understand that you did not get out of shape, okay, overnight. It happened over time. And because it happened over time, in order for you to get in shape, it will be over time. All right? Now, with that said, there are a number of self-defense programs out there. Look around. Go to them. Talk to the instructor. Look at their record. Look at their history. If they have a website, look at their website. Is this just some make-you-feel-good type of program, or is this a program that's really going to give you useful, effective knowledge? All right? They are out there, people. They are out there. All right? I'm going to share the address to my school. Look at the website. Look at the information on there. That information is real. The systems are real. There's affiliated schools on there that are real. All right? You can go to one of them, and they can help you out because these are real martial arts schools, not some place where you send your kid and it's a daycare. The school site is www.sydcg. Again, that's www, S as in Sam, Y as in yellow, B as in boy, C as in car, G is in George.com, S-Y-B-C-G. All right, enough on that. A physical program that you're going to do to learn how to defend yourself should address most of the common areas. Once it addresses those common areas, from there, those become your basis. They become your ground, okay? There are thousands of ways to get attacked. However, you need to have that strong foundation so that from that foundation, you're able to deal with and handle any type of way that an individual attacks you. One of my mentors was a gentleman by the name of Antonio Pereira. Antonio Pereira is the founder and creator, or Shinan Antonio Pereira is the founder of the Miyamaru system. He also instructed one of my instructors, which is a great instructor and has created great instructors, a gentleman by the name of Hector Negron. Hector Negron is the founder of the Senyamabushi Combination Goju School of Self-Defense. And there's another school that's actually a phenomenal school, and that's the gentleman that runs that is Gary Guillaume, and he runs Elite Defensive Tactics, and that's in upstate New York, along with Sean Kelly, Darlene DeFore, and several others that are just great, phenomenal martial artists, including down in the Richmond area, you have Master Spiro, who runs the Norfolk Academy of Judo. But anyway, any one of these people and others could help you to learn how to defend yourself and how to defend yourself accordingly, appropriately. And their stuff isn't fluff. Their stuff isn't filler. Their stuff works. And that's what you want. You want a system that works. You want a foundation that's a solid foundation so that as you learn, you can grow off of that. All right? It should cover standing techniques from behind, from the side, chokes, wrist grabs, sitting techniques, on your back, on your stomach, somebody coming at you with a knife, somebody coming at you with a gun, all of that. Now, please understand that if you're going to defend yourself, you also have to have the heart to defend yourself. You also have to have the mind to defend yourself because you're going to get into a situation where it's a fight or flight type of a syndrome. And that's something that all the self-defense in the world can't change. That's part of you. Okay, that's part of your makeup. However, wouldn't you rather have the knowledge, too, so that if you do find yourself to where you've got to fight and you can do it effectively. Again, self-defense is going to be a little bit different for everybody, all right? But punching somebody, hitting somebody with a stick is a whole lot different from hitting somebody with a pillow. You need to learn how to kick correctly, how to punch correctly, how to do a wrist lock or a bone locking technique or a wrist turning technique. You need to understand that you need a foundation, that you need to get your center correct, that you need to understand how your body moves and how motion moves. You understand how to use the economics of motion and timing. You need to learn the basics of the anatomy, and as you go, you'll start to learn more about what it entails and how the body functions and how you can use those particular techniques to do what you need to do. I mean, again, let's face it, the average person has never had a real fight or physical altercation with anyone in their life. So when it happens, it's not something that happens every day. And for those of you that don't do martial arts, I would suggest that you find a good martial arts school, okay? I'm not really a recommender of the standard Taekwondo stuff. I'm not saying that it's not good. It's just not something where I see a lot of actual practical self-defense. Great sport, great disciplinary for your kids, but I just don't see it as a good outlet for adults looking to learn how to defend themselves. I don't. You don't have to agree with me. That's your opinion, all right? If anybody calls in and wants to argue that, I'm not going to entertain your argument because I don't argue, all right? Yeah, but I do fight. But anyway, I don't argue. So, again, like I said, my qualifier is that's my opinion. If you don't agree, that's fine. Continue to not agree. Really doesn't matter to me. But I've been doing martial arts for close to 40 years. I've worked in situations where my life was on the line several times, and my martial arts has reliably got me out of all of those altercations unscathed. And when I say all, I've been in gang war, ladies and gentlemen, okay? Not by my choice, by happenstance. I've been in prison riots. I worked on Rikers Island, all right? I was in the Marine Corps for 22 years. I think I might have a good idea of what I'm talking about. Now, there's people that have seen worse than me. I'm not downing them either. But for me, everything that I'm saying is definitely true. All right. If you have never had a fight before, again, how can you defend yourself? remember, like I said before, the stuff on TV, movies and videos is TV, movie and videos. It's not real, all right? It's put out there for entertainment and entertainment purposes only, all right? Keep that in mind. You kids that are watching a lot of these video games, a lot of these video games are a lot more real, you know? The things that's happening could happen. However, if somebody shoots you in real life, you're not going to get a second life. You're not going to get a redo. So I'd like you to keep that in mind, too. Plus that little boy, little girl, if you can't run from a situation, then you're probably going to be affected by that situation more than someone who had the ability to run away from it. So what I'd like to point out again is that this is real, and this is real life, and your life is on the line. I mean, you guys that watch the MMA stuff, the cage fights, okay, remember something. Even in a cage fight in the MMA or whatever, you mixed martial arts or world martial arts, whatever you want to call it, they have rules. Now, those rules may be really stretched, but they have rules, all right? Plus that, not only do they have rules, they have several certified physicians, medical physicians on standby. They are no more than a couple of feet away from that altercation. You get into a fight, when medical gets there is when medical gets there. All right? And if your friends don't know CPR or first aid or any of the basic stuff, that could be the difference between you living and you not living, which is another subject. A lot of people really need to learn some basic first aid, some basic CPR. Because most of your friends standing next to you, they don't have that training, all right? But anyway, for these cage fights and these TV things, there's a physician there on the spot. He's a few steps away from the ring. If that particular fighter needs assistance, it's there. The ambulances are there. All of that stuff is there. It's in place. That's not what's going to happen to you if you're attacked. If you're a lady, here's my question. Can the person that you are with protect you from an assault of any kind? All right? You're talking all this smack, and Joe's a big, strong, manly man, or Bob, or your woman friend, whatever. Can they defend you if you're talking or writing a check that your body can't cash? Your mouth is writing all types of checks. But if somebody challenges you, are you, along with your words, going to get bounced all over the sidewalk? Okay? When you're driving and you curse somebody out, think about that. For all you know, this person just got off of, just did their 20 years for murder, all right, are not adjusted to the outside world, and you're pissed off because they cut you off. But you bad. You're going to cuss them out and tell them off. This is somebody that's not even adjusted back to the real world, okay? And they kind of got through the filters, you know, to actually after the halfway house and all of that stuff, if they even went through that. Are you prepared to cash that check? Again, I think most people, the answer is no. Okay, the answer is no. I did a show not too long ago, if you can listen to it. It was on violence in churches. The number of attacks that are happening in churches is freaking astronomical, and I couldn't believe it myself. But it's true, and the statistics and the numbers, the names, the addresses, and the places are there to back up what I'm saying. Now, when I say are you or the person that's with you prepared to protect you, I'm not talking about necessarily from a gun-wielding psychopath. I'm talking about just hand-to-hand. And remember, with hand-to-hand, it's also and anything that they can get their hands on. If you're not prepared to deal with that, you've got a problem, and you need to check yourself. Okay? Here's another question. Are you even in the condition, as I said before, to run a half a mile, to run a quarter of a mile? If you're not, then you need to get yourself into a physical fitness program. You need to start a physical fitness regimen, all right? And you need to watch what you're eating and what you're drinking and all of those different things. The average kid between the ages of, we're saying 9 to, the average person with between the ages of 9 to 35 is in horrible shape, And that horrible shape gets to be horrendous once we get past those age groups. The majority of people are not in any physical condition to even run a quarter mile, all right, to lift a couple of boxes, maybe. To run their mouth till the world goes crazy, yes, that we're able to do. But to actually be able to defend ourselves and back up what we're talking, that's another thing. People, I know that there's laws in place, okay? And I know that there's laws all over the world to protect you. I know that you have rights. And I understand that if somebody does wrong, then they should be punished for it. I understand that you're going to call the cops and all of that stuff. But I have a question. The person that's going to rob you, rape you, murder you, assault you, take your stuff, all of that, they're not law-abiding citizens, okay? The person that's pissed off because their job pissed them off and now you've gone and pissed them off even more, they're not thinking about the repercussions of hitting you or punching you or pushing you. They're thinking you're in their face, you're getting on their nerves, and they, at the time, felt that they were justified in whatever action they took to get you out of their face. So, for that person that did it at the spur of the moment, you're going to be all right. Cops are going to come, hopefully, you know, before that person leaves, and you're going to get your justice. But, again, what about that person that doesn't give a crap about the law? What about that person that's a two-time or three-time loser? Okay? If you're thinking that the law is going to protect you, I've said this before too. Police are a beautiful thing, and I'm glad that we have them. However, they are reactive, not proactive. There's no way your local municipality or federal agencies know that you're going to get attacked or know that some psychopath is going to bring a gun or a stick or a knife or any of that. If you're sitting in your church, if you're sitting at your house, if you're sitting in the store, if you're in the store, if you're in the parking lot, if you're in the movies, nobody knows that this person that has gotten it in their head to attack or to do something is going to do it. Nobody knows. So you need to be prepared. How much, I mean, you just really need to be prepared so that when that attack comes, you need to be prepared. You need to be ready to handle it, whatever it is. All right? Martial arts, again, covers mind, body, spirit, oneness, self-defense, awareness, and self. And a modern traditional system, you know, which is a system with the regimen of the tradition, but the practicality of modern day, is going to be the best thing for you. You need to get out there and find one of these schools that can help you. And there are a variety of schools that have emphasis on a variety of things. There's a gentleman that I train with. His name is Dave Drowdy. Dave is a phenomenal swords guy. And if you want to learn sword, I recommend Dave to you. However, sword is not a practical art in the sense of transforming sword into a practical art. Now, with the knowledge of sword, if you do something like jiu-jitsu or one of those particular arts, since their basis is actually from sword, then it's going to help you. It's going to help you with your martial arts training. It's going to help you with your overall techniques. But as far as a self-defense, we don't walk around with 34 and 32-inch razor blades, you know, usually strapped to our sides on a regular basis. So it may not be a good self-defense type of discipline, a good self-control discipline, yes, you know, but self-defense, no. I recommend jiu-jitsu, karate, those are the ones that I recommend the most for most people. Again, self-defense classes. You know, there's self-defense classes out there that are very good. Again, not just something that's going to make you feel good, something that's actually going to cover practical stuff. One of the emphases that I try to cover in a lot of my classes, you know, is the self-defense part, but it's also being able to fall. If you fall and you can't get up, ladies and gentlemen, your fight is over. Your fight is done. You broke your elbow, you broke your wrist, you hit your head, you fractured your leg, you dislocated your shoulder, you broke the small bones in your hand, All right, you fractured your tailbone or hit your knee. The ground is unforgiving. You need to learn how to fall. Anyway, this was just basically it's a show because I've seen a lot of different things and I think people need to be better prepared. Ladies and gentlemen, please get out there. Start doing some exercise. Please get out there. Find you a good martial arts school or a good self-defense program and take it seriously, all right? There's only one you. There will be no others. And we'd like to keep you. At least most of us that care about you would like to keep you. Get out there, find a program, do the things that you need to do. This is Zurian with the Zurian Show, and I want to thank everybody for listening, and you have a great 4th of July weekend and a great day. All right, thank you, and take care. For those of you that are still listening, yeah, this is that bonus part again. For those of you that are still listening, again, this is Zurian Bennett. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact us. Our website is www.sybcg.com. However, if you don't live in our area, please make your question short in an email. Send it to us. We'll answer it to the best of our ability. All right? If your question isn't a real question, don't bother to send an email. But if it is, please do. Send us an email. Let us know what your question is. Again, I don't know you, but I love the martial arts, and I love what the martial arts has done for me, so I don't mind sharing the information that I have with those who I can share it with. All right? Again, thank you very much for your time, and everybody have a great day. Again, if you're in the New York area, you can contact Shinan Hector Negron. He's with the Senyumabushi Jiu-Jitsu System. He's in New Rochelle, New York. You've got Sean Kelly. He runs the Rendell Center. He's also a holistic practitioner, and he runs a martial arts school. He's in the Yonkers area of New York. You can Google him and find his information. Again, that's Rendell. You've got Sean Darlene DeFore. She runs the Harlem Jiu-Jitsu School, and she's another phenomenal instructor. And she's very much into women's self-defense. If you're looking for a women's self-defense program, Sean DeFore is probably the lady to see. If you're in the Richmond area, you've got Grandmaster Spiro. Grandmaster Spiro runs the Judo Center. I'm trying to think of the name. I'm sorry, Grandmaster Spiro. I didn't mean to mess up the name of the school. But he runs the a judo program down there, and his name is E.R. Spiro, and he runs Norfolk School of Judo out of Richmond. All of these instructors are phenomenal instructors, and like I said, there's many, many more out there that can give you some real education. Again, if you're looking for sword and you're in the Arlington area, you've got Dave Droughty. Dave Droughty is a phenomenal art swords person, and there's more. There's definitely more out there that are phenomenal instructors, including Terrell Richardson. Terrell Richardson is a Senukis Ru type of a Senukis Ru practitioner, another great martial artist. And Anthony Richards. Anthony Richards is out of, I believe, the Chicago area. He's another Senukis Ru and Kamite Ru practitioner, and he started his own system, which I can't think of the name of it, but he's another phenomenal instructor out in that area. And there are many, many more. These are just some that come off the top of my head. But anyway, I want to thank everybody. I'd also like to thank some of our sponsors, Defense Soap, Luxus, DreamWorks, Playtex, Books a Million, Random House Books Now, Sports Illustrated for Kids, and all of the other people that have helped to support, you know, our events and our seminars. We do a martial arts professional seminar every year. This year it will actually be on July 3rd in Woodbridge, Virginia. And anybody that's listening and is interested in coming is more than welcome to come. We have martial artists that come from all over the place, and we have a good time, and it's about fellowship. Again, that's in Woodbridge, Virginia. That's 1650 Jefferson Davis Highway in Woodbridge, Virginia. We have that seminar at the Fred Lynn Middle School, and that seminar is from 10 to 6, and that is this July 2011. Again, we have a great time, and if anybody would like to come, we appreciate your support. We donate all of the proceeds to St. Jude's Children's Hospital. And this will be our sixth year actually doing this event. And again, we don't care if, 200 show up or 20 show up. We're going to have a good time, and anybody that comes is going to learn something, and anybody that comes to watch is going to be entertained. And this year we're going to actually bump it up. We're going to have the Buffalo Soldiers do a thing at lunchtime on history, and we're going to give away a whole bunch of stuff from our different vendors and supporters. And again, DreamWorks, Luxus of Virginia, Defense Soap, all of these agencies, all of these organizations they've been there for us, and they've put in Playtex again, and several others that I'm not going to be able to mention on this particular show. Well, again, that's pretty much it. This is Zurian with the Zurian Show, and I'd like to thank everybody again for giving me some of your time, and those that are listening late, I still appreciate the fact you may not have been on the live show, but you listened to the show as a whole, and I appreciate that, and hope to hear from you guys, and hope that everybody enjoys the show and has a great holiday. Thank you very much, and you all have a great day. Remember, today is now. Let's get busy, and let's make this today great so that our tomorrows will be even greater. Take care.